enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? This is your host, Sheriff here.
Sheriff, that's not your name.
Nope, not quite yet. But in about maybe 2 or 3 months, it'll be it.
What? Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Okay, look. I don't have time to joke around too much. I really want to get into this podcast because, oh man, this shit is stacked like cheddar, bruh. I do have a joke for you real quick, though. How did smart products get started? Well, they're like, hey, dude, I made this thing. They're like, what's that?
Well, it's this electronic device that, we'll just call it smart.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know, people take it home with them, and, you know, and we can see what they're doing because, you know, they don't notice that this is a monitoring device.
And they're like, so wait a minute, you can see everything they're doing? You can spy on these people with that stuff? And they're like, yeah? Oh, man, that's smart. We're going to start this off by talking about, this is my podcast, this is my house. Well, Mr. Sheriff, man, why do you cuss on all your podcasts like crazy? Abnormally a lot. Why do you cuss so much? Well, nigga, this my podcast, this my house. My house, my podcast, my rules. My rules, my house, my podcast. My house, my rules, my podcast. My house, my podcast, my rules. So, did I say that enough ways for you to finally get it that this is my podcast and I'm gonna do what I want? I always wanted a podcast that was like, you know, sticking it to the man. And in order to stick it to the man, you gotta be non-PC and say whatever the quote-unquote fuck you want. You know, and who the fuck is gonna stop you? So, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and put it like this. I don't want your kids listening to the shit I'm talking about, but I absolutely feel like I need to air my dirty laundry out just so you guys know the shit that I'm being put through. And if you don't agree with it, nigga, don't let the screen door hit your backside on your way out. Now that we're on that kind of subject, let's go ahead and talk about some of the things that I was telling Laura Leah Trump. And we'll start the segment off with Jim Murren blocked me. Well, he blocked me immediately. It was like instantaneously. All I was doing was posting about him. I hadn't even messaged him or nothing. And he was like,
oh, fuck this guy. He's gonna start up.
And so he blocked me. And I'm all like, well, didn't you start up post-Las Vegas shooting, pre-Las Vegas shooting, and pre-pre-Las Vegas shooting? If that's even possible. I mean, this dude has been stalking and harassing me for years, this Jim Murren fellow. I mean, it's just gotten sick, dude. There was one time where, like, I went to sleep and I don't know, man. I woke up with these cuts on my fingers, dude, and, you know, and I'm thinking that this motherfucker took my blood. I'm just like, whatever, dude. That's gross. Well, you know, they come onto my YouTube, right? Whenever I start posting Las Vegas shooting stuff, word gets out. It gets back to them that I'm exposing the truth. Not that I'm talking crap about the Las Vegas shooting. It's that, uh-oh, you guys are in trouble. You might want to go check this out. So they come and they check it out, and they can't help it. They post comments. And it's not just that they're posting comments, it's that they think they're anonymous. Okay, John Feuden? I believe that was that's what the name was. I'm like, okay, well that can only be John Feudenberg. I mean, the only John Feuden that would care about the Las Vegas shooting and what's being said about it, wouldn't that be John Feudenberg? So, you know, and then, I mean, I even think that Lombardo got on there anonymously and was trying to talk crap. And I'm just like, dude, just y'all are so stupid. Like, I'm not even leaving your comments up. It's so dumb. You know, like, I'm taking a screenshot, but I ain't leaving them up for everybody else to see and to somewhat agree with you. Like, forget that. You're not telling the truth. I'm not giving you a platform. Fuck that. You've already gotten one, and then I took it away from you. Like, seriously, John Feudin and Sal Sagev, which is Las Vegas backwards. Like, how stupid are they? Like, oh, by the way, Sal Sagev is Jim Murren, and it's just Las Vegas backwards. And the reason I know that is because he's got this account on Twitter that's Jim Murren, except it's spelled backwards. So it's like Midge, whatever, you know? Nurum, whatever. It's so stupid. And I'm like, the fuck kind of dumb shit taunt is that? I know where they all live. They do understand this, right? If you're gonna troll and be anonymous, I mean, shouldn't you, I don't know, make up a new account and a new idea? That's just sloppy not to. You don't want this getting traced back to you at all when you do this. That's the whole point of doing it behind a fake avatar or name, derp. Frickin' herpa derps. LOL. Dumb farto too. But he's at least not as stupid as the rest of them. Like, WTF. Lombardo was away from the scene. Check. Lombardo used an anonymous account no one could easily guess. Check. But man, him and them interviews. Facepalm. You know what was funny though? Them getting on them fake accounts and trying to tell me I'm dumb. Or that I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm like, Lombardo, I trained on Nellis to become a Navy SEAL. The training might have only been for one day, but that kid kicked my butt. You know what I'm saying? That taught me a valuable lesson. He taught me everything his dad taught him in one day. And I've probably said this to some of you, but, you know, this is kind of also for, like, the people who are just getting here. But, you know, whatever, though. You know, when a nigga with superior training and skills shuts you down, this is what you do.
This is the dumbest fucking waste of goddamn time ever.
And the whole thing is fact-filled and on point, no time wasted. However, the video implicates them. That's the only reason they're on my YouTube, is because it implicates them. And then they come and they just say all this stuff. And it's to the point to where, like, you know what? I'm not gonna share my stuff with you. I'm not. Nope. Because, for one, pretty much all the people that need to know what I know about the Las Vegas shooting, now they know. Now, what you don't understand while you're sitting back there and you're saying all these little hater fuckboy comments is that, one, you never intimidated me. Two, I'm looking at you and all your fuckboy efforts like you're just stupid. And three, like, you have obviously no life if you're sitting around and obsessing about this. And four, you're definitely guilty for all the above. Simply just based on all the above makes you guilty. Like, you get that, right? And, like, I put my finger on top of you. Now, I may not be able to sway the whole world's opinion, but I might be able to sway a judge's opinion, huh? And guess what? It doesn't have to be a legal lawsuit. It can be a personal lawsuit, which is just as damning. News of that lawsuit gets out and you're fucked. It's what happens to everybody, bro. Everybody. As far as I understand, there is no statute of limitations on a personal lawsuit. You can sue anybody for anything at any time. Now, if I wanted to press charges, that's a whole other story. Which leads me to another point. We should abolish statute of limitations on things like that. Now, I could understand, like, if, you know, it would really have to be a case-by-case scenario. It really would. But, you know, we should all have the right to defend ourselves. But when that gets abused, and it's clear as day that this person had did what they did, that's whenever it becomes a case-by-case basis. You see what I mean? And, like me, for example, they put burglary charges on me in Vegas. Whenever I say they, Lombardo and Marin and all of them, they cooked up this big stupid idea to keep me out of Vegas and to keep me looking like a criminal and to make me look as low as possible. And, well, apparently it's worked so far because, well, whenever I say that, I mean, like, I can't get past Secret Service. You know, so in Secret Service's eyes, I'm not up there. I'm not credible. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, my opinion is still respected. So, that's good. But the point of the matter is that they try to make me look so low so nobody will take me seriously. But that has all definitely backfired because I've made such a scene about it that it couldn't be ignored. I got tired of being mistreated, man. I got tired of being pushed down and kicked down by Jim's stupid-ass Murn. You know, it's just gross, dude. It's gross what they were doing there. And I'm not even halfway into what they're doing there. You know what I mean? It's just gross. But whatever. So, yeah. Whenever they're talking about, like, you know, you sure wasted your time on this one, that right there means checkmate. You know? But, you know, this whole Lisa Lombardo, you know, she seems to fit the description of these three girls that is in the room that quote-unquote Stephen Paddock rented. You know, and like I said, if I'm correct, they fit the description, her and these people that I found them with on this one video that I got, right? Well, it's Three Girls Mystery Solved or something like that. Well, anyways, you know, it's Lisa Lombardo. But she also goes by Lisa Fine. Lisa Fine Lombardo. Well, you know, along comes Joe, stupid backroads cowboy of the century. You know, talking about, oh, you sure wasted your time on this one. And I'm all like, yeah, okay, sure. Sure. You know, I asked Jim Murn, though. I said, how's this feel? Getting trolled from someone who's not hiding who they are and will bust your motherfucking ass. So, dumbass. How's this feel? You feel pretty fucking good sacrificing them babies? You big cowardly man. Gosh, you're so cute with your girlish figure and bulging forehead veins. Jeez. You know, I told him, if you actually get pussy from Heather Murn, I'd quite actually sharp just a little. Because the way she was looking at me behind your back, I'd watch your back a little better. You're so stupid. Just a big dummy with too much money. And you know that yourself and your experiences don't matter to other people, right? You're just a big fucking walking joke to everybody in town, I hope you know. The shit going on in Vegas is just way too deep, bro. Like, it's knee deep, waist deep, neck deep, and it's, you're swimming in, you're in over your head with poop. Well, anyways, you know, I don't know. They gave a key to the city to the killers. They gave a key to the city to Magic AIDS having Johnson. You know, and I'm just like, right. Why don't you dumb fuck cowards just give a key to Vegas to the entire fucking world? You guys are all sacks of scum. Signed, the real sheriff of Clark County, Nevada. And by the way, all these comments that I'm leaving, which, they're not, I didn't break any fucking laws, but they made it to where I couldn't comment anymore for like hours. I'm like, really, dude? Really? Alright, cool, whatever, bro. Whatever. Alright, cool. They can just do whatever they want and say whatever they want from any kind of fake account they want and break all the laws they want, but, okay. But not when it comes to me, right? I actually, like, if I broke the law, they wouldn't care. But the fact that I'm so straight up and straightforward and honest, to, like, almost to a fault, it's just like, fuck this guy, fuck him, fuck this guy. You know, it's just so sad and pathetic, bro. I don't know, man.
But I posted this one hilarious meme where Jim Murren is drinking this wine out of a glass, and he just got this look on his face like he wants to spit it out, kind of. And then, so these are my thoughts about it. This isn't the blood of an innocent child. Is it rude to spit this bullshit out? Signed, the sick and demented mind of Las Vegas shooting psycho, Jim Murren. In fact, Jim Murren is so scared of me that he straight up uninstalled Instagram after blocking me. I'm like sure of it, bro. And by that I mean, allegedly. Quotes in the air and everything, bub. So, I'm gonna kind of back this up just a little bit. Why did I say my podcast, my house, my rules on this? Well, because I simply wanted you to know that, you know, if I was on Fox or if I was on stage, I wouldn't be cussing up a storm. There wouldn't be a single cuss word to come out of my mouth at all. I'd watch my mouth. I'd know better than that because there's billions of people watching. Now, my podcast, that's a whole nother story, man. It's like, you know, who the fuck listens to this? It's a podcast, right? And yeah, I do get upset and become heated at times. But remember, this is my quote-unquote safe zone where I get to say and do whatever I want, behave however I want, act however I do. I get to do whatever I want on this podcast, right? As long as I'm not breaking the law, you know? And even if I was breaking the law, before you come after me for running my mouth and you're gonna say words constitute an offense, then you should probably go and bust the people who are actually breaking real deal laws. You know, big money laws. You know, child sacrificing laws. You know, like, let's just call it what it is. Post-birth murder. Well, speaking of post-birth, we're going to talk about having kids. Well, let me tell you something. Something tells me not to say this part. But, you know me, I'm gonna say it anyways. Having kids is a constant reminder of that one moment. Your quote-unquote better half is gonna be obsessed with that moment because, and now I'm speaking from a guy's point of view, to the guys right now, is that, you know, your significant other, or for some of you, insignificant other, they're going to be trying to figure out when you got pregnant. The guy is not going to give a fuck. Well, 9 times out of 10, he's not going to give a shit. He doesn't give a fuck. He's surprised y'all are even having kids, you know? Or that it even happened, you know? So, my opinion to you as a guy, now, this is locker room talk, ladies, and this is my podcast, my house, my rules. You don't like it? Close your ears. Or just don't listen. I don't care. You better hope you like that, bitch. Because you're fucking stuck with her. What I mean is, for the next 18 years, she's going to be on your mind. It's not just you fuck her and dump her and forget about her. You don't find her, feel her, finger, fuck her, and forget about her. No. You're stuck with that bitch for the next 18 years. And it's going to be on your mind. It's going to stew on your mind when she takes the kids away. Now, if she's a wonderful woman and y'all have a great relationship, which those are really hard to come by these days, then, you know, great. You're going to be celebrating the moment y'all had kids, you know? Unless you raise them shitty, then, well, that's your own fucking fault, isn't it? You know? You're the one that's got to deal with that kid now, and you're the one who has to deal with that adult when they become one. However, they're also somebody that you don't have to deal with. Everybody else has to deal with this person that you have now raised, or lack thereof. So, these people are either going to look at you, you know, or they'll take it out on your kids. Like, is that really what you want to put out into the world? Like, that's pretty sad and pathetic, man. Like, your kid could get hurt being satanic and shit like you want them to be, or Freemason like you want them to be. Dude, do you know how pissed off I was at Freemasons as soon as I figured out that they were stealing my blood and drinking it and doing seances with it and all this sick shit? Oh, man. I wanted to fucking murder people. and you'd be crazy not to want to murder people after that. That is some psychotic shit. That'll drive you fucking nuts. One, they're stealing from you. Two, they're taking something that's so fucking sacred from you that it's beyond unimaginable. You can't fucking fathom this shit. So, whatever, you know. But like I said, you better hope you like that bitch, because you're fucking stuck with her as soon as she has a kid. You can run if you want, but she'll always be on your mind. You know, and to the women, you know, whenever you let that dude inside you, you gotta remember, that's your dumbass other half. So, you know, whenever you have this dumbass other half, and I say this next part related to women and men, you know, because everybody could be a bitch. Well, who the fuck brought this bitch to the party? Well, then they're looking at you. You brought this bitch to the party? Well, yeah, that's my better half. No. We're gonna have to have a talk. If you think that's better than you, well, maybe you're right. But we like you better than her, or vice versa. We like you better than him, you know? Because I don't want to exclude the women from the whole conversation here. So anyways, you know, so we're moving on now to a different subject. This is, probably, I guess maybe some of you will believe it. I don't know. I struggle believing it is even possible at all because I didn't go to law school, right? I couldn't possibly, like, be somewhat of a lawyer, right? Well, one, my mom's always told me, God damn, you should have been a lawyer. You argue worse than one. So if I argue worse than one, I'd be one hell of a lawyer. But, you know, I kind of am pretty much a lawyer in, you know, several situations. And I've had people kind of parody on that situation, and I didn't exactly feel comfortable with it. I did think it was really funny. It was funny as hell. But it wasn't right, you know what I mean? It was funny though. And so that's just, I don't know, just like whatever. And on top of that, I'm also pretty much the most interesting man in the world. Why is that? I don't know. Ask everybody who's obsessed with me, man. Ask everybody who's figured out that I got a podcast and they listen to it all the time and I don't realize it. You know? I mean, I must be interesting because people do wild things just because of me. You know what I mean? Like, all I gotta do is just be there. And it's just like, I don't even, like, I don't know. Somebody will just take a look at me and they're like, you know what? This place ain't so bad. It, like, changes their attitude all of a sudden. Or, I mean, it could be anything. You know what I mean? It just changes a person all of a sudden. And now that could go for anybody. But, man, when it comes to me, it's just weird. Like, for example, I was at the Tattoo the Earth Slipknot tour, and this is probably gonna be like, oh yeah, right, whatever to some of you, but this really happened, you know what I mean? And I'm a medium and somewhat of a psychic clairvoyant, so I pick up on things sometimes, and it used to drive me nuts because I thought I was crazy. But then I would convey these things that I'm hearing, and people would be like, how the fuck do you know that? And I'm all like, I don't know, you know? And I'm like telling them about themselves, you know? I can read people like that, so it's really cool. But, you know, being like, considered the most interesting man in the world, per se, is like, I heard these voices. Like, first thing I did is I smoked some weed. Boy, that was a mistake, man. That fucked up my whole day. That fucked up my whole entire day, dude. I'm telling you, after I smoked weed, everything just, like, I don't know what they laced the shit with or what. I don't know what happened, but it was weird, right? And so here I am thinking, like, oh my God, like, this is too much, you know, already, like, I was kind of dizzy or whatever, you know, but then I straightened out, you know, and I'm walking, And what I mean by dizzy is like, I don't mean dizzy as like I stood up and almost fell down because I was dizzy. No, I mean like I was just kind of like head dazed because I had just smoked weed, you know? So I like was kind of in another zone. And not only did I smoked weed like crowded around several thousands and thousands and thousands of people at this big festival of a tour. Like, have you ever done that? Like, smoked weed around a big group of people instead of just you and a couple friends, or just you and a couple friends in a circle at a park that's got kids in it? Whenever I say kids, I mean school kids that you're going to school with that are the same age, and they probably smoke weed too, you know, but, you know, high school shit. But what I'm trying to say is that, so like, I stood up and I started to walk away, you know, and I'm kind of in a daze or whatnot, and, you know, I'm in that purple haze. And I start hearing these voices. Well, I don't just hear these voices. People are like whispering and pointing at me. Now, I'm not imagining things. This is really happening. And I can hear them whispering, but my senses are super heightened. And like, I'm picking up on everything at this point. It's like you know how your hair on the back of your neck stands up? Well, it was kind of like that for me, you know what I mean? It's like, it was just this weird feeling. And so I was like, what the hell? And they're like, that's it, that's him. He's the one that's gonna, and then that's whenever everything started fading out. And I was like, what the fuck was that? That was weird, right? And so I started to get really paranoid. And like, I'm running from these people. Like, what the fuck? Like, how do they know me? What the fuck? Well, this is whenever like AOL was a thing, and I was on the internet, and I'm talking to people that live in California. Well, I'm here in San Bernardino, California at the Tattoo the Earth Festival on my birthday, August 12th, in like, what, the year's 2001? I think it was 2001. Well, anyways, let me move on because, you know, but you see what I'm saying? Like, just because I was there, people were like whispering and pointing at me, you know? Just because I had gotten up and they noticed and recognized me, I had become like this most interesting thing going on at the point. You see what I mean? And it's like, I'm mocked so much in the mainstream media, and, you know, whenever I say mainstream media, I also mean movies and stuff, that it's like, fuck, am I Jesus? Am I who Jesus is supposed to be? Fuck it, I'm the spirit of Yeshua. And it's gotta be true because they were always trying to shut me down on every platform, and I always came back. They couldn't stop me. There was no way in hell they could stop me. I kept finding a way to get back online and to get my freaking voice heard. They weren't gonna stop me, you know? Whether it had been, you know, clipping out a part of the video that would make it allowable, you know, acceptable, they weren't stopping me. Or I had to create a new account. They weren't stopping me, dude. You know? And it's where everybody could see. It all makes perfect sense. And so I'm all like, I must be Yeshua. So I said it online, and wouldn't you know it, Twitter crashed. Like, I crashed Twitter with the news that I could possibly be Yeshua. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Well, you're like, what is Yeshua? Well, Yeshua is the person they covered up with the lie of Jesus and the lie of the Antichrist. See, the person you would think is Jesus is not Jesus. This person is named Yeshua. And this person is also the Antichrist. Because if your name was covered up after all these years and you did the research and you figured it out, you're like, son of a bitch, my real name is Yeshua all this time. Like, I'm really Yeshua. And, you know, I didn't realize it because they were telling me all these lies about the name Jesus and all this crap and these stories, these unreal stories about somebody in a whale's mouth or a whale's stomach for 3 days and two nights, whatever. Like, get out of here with this crap, dude. Like, can you really survive in a whale's stomach? Like, I don't think so, dude. That's just weird. But whatever. Let's say it's possible. Okay, sure. I'll just say okay. Sure. Sure. Okay, sure. So anyways, so you know, my point was that this Jesus fellow would be Antichrist because that's not his name, you know, this Yeshua guy, he would come in not saying that he's Jesus, but saying that he's Yeshua. You see, Yeshua must have known that the name Jesus was already going to come about, and, you know, they were already, he must have already known all their plans, you know what I mean? Whenever you know, you know. And, well, I guess he knew. Well, it's just weird, man. It's really weird. So, anyways, there was this one time, you know, I was talking to this African-American that I had met, and, well, I met him in jail, and it was in Louisiana jail. Well, there's a story behind that, and I guess I'll cover it now. Well, what had happened was, is the girl I was dating at the time, she, I don't know, I think she got sex trafficked. I still am convinced that she is some kind of sex trafficking slave, and she was bought and sold and this and that, and she was taken from me. She was stolen from me. That was my girl, dog, you know? What the fuck? So it's like, whatever. You know? Well, I tried to steal a DVD from her because, like, I was convinced to do it by being told not to do it. I have this weird thing where, like, if you tell me not to do something, I'm gonna do it anyways. Or if you tell me to do something, I go and do the opposite. And a lot of the times, I don't even think about it, you know? And it just happens. And it's, I don't know, it's like some weird disability I got. I just call it dyslexia, because dyslexia is having to go back to the beginning again and read it all over again. So like you're just going back to what, you know what I mean? Like you're flipping it backwards again. So it's like whatever. I don't know. But that's neither here nor there. So I ended up in jail for attempting to steal a Twilight DVD. Lame, yes I know. I was trying to steal it from my girlfriend. Double lame. Even more lame, yes, I know. Well, it really happened. And I went to jail for 15 days. I served 2 weeks and 1 day for not even getting away with stealing a DVD. Like, I should have only gotten a ticket for that shit. But, you know, they put me in jail for 15 days. Credit for time served, I got the fuck out of there, I left. But before I did, I met this African American, and he's asking me why I'm so different. And I'm all like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I don't know. He's like, you just don't seem like yourself. And I was like, why? Because I'm from the ghetto, bro? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I can tell, but you're like, you're trying to be not you. And I'm all like, what? And he's like, yeah. And he's basically telling me, be your nigga self. Have your nigga attitude, bro. That's you. If that's you, then be you. Well, my deal is that I wanted to be me as, I guess, who people thought I should be. Well, I'm white, you know, for the most part. I'm Caucasian, you know, so I... What I'm trying to say is that I try to act prim and proper and white and smart and intellectual and this and that. But really, I'm just some dumbass nigga from fucking the gutter. I'm not even from the block, dog. I'm from the gutter. You know what I'm saying? I'm a gutter kid, and I know plenty of other gutter kids that get down just like I do. And if you're a gutter kid, what's up? I'm a cheers to you. Drinking chamomile. I'm just sipping on chamomile. So yeah, man, I mean, like, this is my podcast. I'm gonna be my nigga self, you know? But I can flip on that white, prim and proper, hey guys, hey. You know, I can switch that on and off on the flip of a dime, you know? It's easy, the flip of a switch, dude. It's easy for me. And it usually takes somebody else being present for me to do. But it is manageable. I can do it by myself. But like I said, this is my podcast. These are my rules. And I don't have anybody here to monitor me. You know? I don't have somebody holding a carrot over my head. I don't have a paycheck at the end of this tunnel. You see? I'm not getting paid for this. I don't have advertisements. I don't have nobody coming and trying to put their name on this. and I don't care. That's, you know, that's the deal, is that I don't care anymore, bro. I don't care, dude. I'm so fucked off in the head that, you know, I couldn't work a normal job even if you wanted me to. I'm not that way. I'm not wired that way. And it's not that I'm screwed up for that part, per se, but, like, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, right? But the other fact of the matter is that, you know, I'm noticing a lot more and more people that are, without a doubt, involved in the Las Vegas shooting, especially out here. So, you know, I don't go and get a job out here, right? Because these are, like, a lot of these people are having something to do with the Las Vegas shooting, and the people that don't, well, they come in and then they corrupt that person by making them believe that I'm this horrible person and I'm up to no good. And look at what they do. Look at the podcast he makes, like, for example, you know, or look at his criminal past, you know, or look at, like, all this shit, right? But what they don't understand is that, like, one, people make mistakes. Two, people get talked into doing dumb shit all the time. And three, that's my fucking business, dude. You know, you've got no business going around and saying how horrible of a person you think I am if I'm really not that way and you're just trying to lie. That's none of your fucking business, bro. Stay out of my fucking business. Leave me alone, deliberocrat. Just like everybody else had said in the mainstream media. Deliberocrat, leave me alone. But it's the liberals, it's the Democrats, but I just call them deliberocrats, for short, you know, because they're all the same. Well, anyways, you know, that leads me to another point, though, is that, you know, I was in the dispensary, and, you know, I've been trying to get a job at this dispensary for a while, and I like growing weed, and I haven't done it, but I'd like to learn more about it also, you know, but, you know, I've been around plants and stuff like that, you know. So I wanted to learn how to do this and shit like that. And I went and got my marijuana grower's card. It's called a marijuana handler's card out here in Alaska. In Vegas, it's an agent's card. Marijuana agent, you know, so they want to feel special. So whatever. But anyways, so I'm a marijuana agent, marijuana handler, whatever you want to call me. And, well, anyway, so that's besides the point also. I'm in the dispensary. I'm buying weed at the point in time because I think I have finished smoking. I think I'm done smoking weed until I need it. You know, it's just, I'm too damn addicted to this shit. I smoke it all day and I can't do that anymore. So I quit that, you know. And I told my mom that news yesterday, but she was too busy begging me for money and me to do something with my life or whatever. And I'm all like, well, you know, I run a podcast, I build websites, I make music, I make my own toothpaste. And you're not helping me with any of this shit. So how dare you ask me for money? You know, like, for example, I told my mom, and now we're sidetracked right now, but I told my mom, I said, you know, I told you what it's going to take for me to become profitable. Now, you guys, I study under Damon John, not all the time anymore, you know, because, like, now I'm trying to, like, kind of, like, hone in on politics right now, and I'm trying not to, you know, be too caught up into the entrepreneur thing, because that can waste a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of resources. So, you know, whenever the timing is right and everything falls into place, and I, you know, whenever I say the timing is right, it's timing is right for me, okay? And, you know, in other words, whenever I feel comfortable, okay? So, anyways, you know, well, my mom, she's trying to get me to get on SSI, disability, and all this shit, which I could understand. She wants me to appeal it and all this crap, but I'm sorry. I don't have years and years to waste to keep trying to appeal and appeal and appeal. Dude, I've got a life to live. I'm trying to make money several other different ways. I own all these businesses. None of them are turning a profit. I need help, dude. I need help bad. And I'm not talking about, like, oh, you need mental help. No, I need somebody to help me with these businesses. I really do. I need teams behind me. I need a support system. And right now, I have it, but all you guys are via proxy. Y'all aren't talking to me. Y'all aren't tweeting me. Y'all aren't favoriting my tweets. Y'all aren't retweeting my stuff. Y'all don't care, bro. The only thing you care about is, like, you respect my opinion? Like, how does this make sense? How is it that the whole fucking world is gonna ghost me? The girl that I think is my girlfriend is ghosting me. The people that I think are my friends in politics are ghosting me. Now, they do cryptic messages, you know, to answer me sometimes. Sorry, I wasn't talking over that part because I don't want to have to compete with myself like screaming. So, anyways, if I was you, I wouldn't want to compete with me screaming either. I'm a fucking nightmare whenever it comes to that. Louder with Crowder? Yeah, we can get louder with Crowder, but I bet you I get much louder. I wonder who's got the bigger mouth near him. But I don't know, whatever. I'm not trying to compare myself to him. Because we're two different people, you know what I'm saying? We're doing two different types of things. So it's cool. And I actually never had seen his podcast before. His podcast is great. You guys should go check it out. If you're listening to mine and you've never heard of Steven Crowder, you should go check out Louder with Crowder. And you should go check out Alex Jones while I'm talking about whose podcast to check out. Who else does a great podcast? Dan Bongino, you need to go check out his podcast. And I'm pretty sure that's all I can think of right now. Now, if you do a podcast and I didn't shout you out and I do listen to you, I'm very sorry. But holler at me. Don't ghost me. Don't be like all these other people. Be somebody that I can trust, somebody I can talk to, somebody I can relate to and bounce ideas off of. Just be a human. What are you guys afraid of? Like, I'm just like you, you know? I'm not out to convict every Tom, Dick, and Harry. I just want the fucking bullshit to stop. And it all has to do with Democrats and their big money schemes and how it all relates to blood sacrifice and shit. It's gross, man. It's sick. You know, and crap, satanic seances and stupid shit like that. It's so gross. It's dumb. Like, get over it. Like, go away. Like, it's not cool. Well, all that shit you're doing for centuries and shit, we ought to burn all those books and then throw you on a fucking stake and burn you alive. Man, fuck all that fucking technology bullshit. Hey, because you can't even call that technology. That's dumbing a nigga down. Seriously, straight up. Ooh, you're performing magic. No, you're not. You're convincing yourself to fucking go for what you want. God damn, you're stupid if that's what you believe. Or you're just young and dumb, which is stupid, right? So anyways, let's get back to the dispensary story. Well, this girl walks into the dispensary behind me, and I know this because what I mean, like, is like I walk into the dispensary, and it's funny who I see come in right after me. You know, it's like this town is so small, and people are watching that street that the dispensary is on like a hawk. So everybody sees me go in. You know, so then you'll have people come in, and then they'll try and say something, and then I just look at them, especially this chick. I just like looked at her. I was like, okay, you know, because it was rude what she said. She was like talking about somebody, right? But this is if like I didn't realize that this was possibly related to me. Like I didn't take it as an offense. I just looked at her like, gross, you're a sick human being for saying that. And now I don't mean like she said something like totally gross. That's just my opinion, is just that that's a gross mentality to have, in my opinion. Well, what she had said was, she comes into the dispensary and they're talking about some guy, and she goes, oh yeah, this is basically what she said, and I don't remember it verbatim, but she goes, yeah, he's hot and stuff and he's cool, but he doesn't have a job. I can't date nobody that doesn't have no job. And she busts out laughing, right? Well, I don't have no job. I've got plenty of businesses, but I'm not collecting no paycheck. And the one job that I did get here, they started sending me to these Freemason lodges. I'm not gonna fucking do that. Are you stupid? Hell no. So, but anyway, so it's like, I have reason to not try to get a job here. Because one, I own my own businesses. Two, I'm trying to get into politics and focus on that. And three, yes, I am trying to get paid. But a fucking 9-to-5 job or a part-time job or any kind of fucking job ain't it, right? And if you love that person, then you're gonna help them succeed and you're gonna ask them what their goals are. So whatever. So this leads me to another story. Today I saw somebody post on ABC 13, whoever runs the account had posted an Instagram post, and it's a person that couldn't wait for the person to get out of their parallel park spot. So, like, they were pushed up against them, basically, and they were blocking them from getting out of the parallel park spot. All these cars are parallel parked across the side of the street. Well, this car decides to put their car in reverse and push the SUV out of the way because the SUV doesn't want to move. You know, and then both of the cars are on and they're both running. So the guy in the SUV is holding his brakes. So they're having a reverse and forward gas war. You know, they're like pressing the gas on each other. Well, the car finally gets the other car to back up, right? And then they pull out and I say, well, what if God was one of us? Hell, they'd be moving niggas. That's what they do. If God was one of us, they'd be moving people. The people that don't want to move. They'd be making shift happen. You'd be shifting your pants. They'd move mountains. They do all sorts of stuff. I'm going to end this on a comparison. I'm going to compare myself to two Death Note characters. One, his name is L. I'm so like him, I even sit in my chair just like the guy. Now, I'm also like Light because I like to vigilante. So, on that note, thanks for listening.
Y'all come back now, yeah!
This now concludes our transmission of Sheriff Says What's Up. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed your time with Sheriff and that you'll share this with your friends.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fire Weed Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com.